Grace to you and peace from God our Heavenly Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The words for our text today are from Psalm 128, a song of ascents. Blessed is everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in his ways. When you eat the labor of your hands, you shall be happy, and it shall be well with you. Your wife shall be like a fruitful vine in the very heart of your house, your children like olive plants all around your table. Behold, thus shall the man be blessed who fears the Lord. So far our text. Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. You may be seated. Fellow redeemed in Christ, this is such a simple psalm. Those who fear the Lord are blessed. Walk in his ways, then things will go well and you'll have a solid home. That about covers it. Certainly all these things are true. But are we among those who fear the Lord? Do we walk in his ways all the time? Or do we often find ourselves stumbling about on our own path? His way is perfect love, leading selflessly to perfectly right thoughts and words and deeds. Yes, blessed is everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in his ways, and blessed is the home where perfect love is the norm. It's such a simple psalm, but now we must wrestle like Jacob with the Lord. Imagine memorizing these words. This psalm is one of the songs of ascents, and tradition has it that the Israelites would sing these songs on the way up Mount Zion to Jerusalem for the festivals. Imagine repeating these words over and over again and chewing on these words and thinking about how these words apply to your own heart. Think about your thoughts and your words and your deeds. The Jews took this psalm to be a set of directions, a to-do list for attaining blessings. And how terrible that must have been as they climbed up that physical mountain and they were trying to climb up that impossibly big mountain of spiritual shortcomings and sins. In their zeal, they imagined God's way and sort of mashed it into their own way, a crooked way, a selfish way, a way to get blessings for themselves, a selfish thing. And they handed that empty way of life down to their children until the spiritual vine was fruitless and the house of Israel was nearly dead. But for those Hebrews who held on to the truths handed down from Adam through Abraham and their forefathers and did not depart into the Judaism in Babylon, they sang and recited these words as they prepared for the temple. These songs of ascents were their invocations and their versicles, their Kyries and Glorias as they went up to the temple to hear the word, to see the sacrifices, to celebrate the Lord. As they climbed, the physical motion was to be a reminder to them of the one who is higher than the heavens, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Blessed is everyone who fears the Lord and walks in his ways. Now, many of us don't have to climb a single step to come here to this chapel, and even if we did, climbing is not something that is invested with the same meaning for us Yet when we climb up the steps of good liturgy in our services, we feel that spiritual direction. At the bottom, at the very beginning, we start out seeing that our ways are not the ways of the Lord. We stray and we stumble and we fall. When you eat the labor of your hands, you shall be happy and it shall be well with you. Except that we're not always satisfied. Our selfish hearts want more. It's not well with us, no matter how much we have or how much we earn or how well we perform. Your wife shall be like a fruitful vine in the very heart of your house, your children like olive plants all around your table. And yet we find ourselves to be members of that most dysfunctional family. I'm not talking about Honey Boo Boo either. We're Adam's children. We're like suckers around a dead stump. Ponder that as you begin to walk through worship up to hear the Lord and His holy word, and you are walking and ascending with those believers of old, confessing, "Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord." Now imagine yourself on those stairs going up the side of the mountain, and you look there, and the very Son of God in the flesh is walking those steps, climbing those paths up to Jerusalem with you. And He didn't stumble. He didn't fail. And behold, He's the bridegroom who takes His wife, the church, into the heart of His house to be with Him forever. And her children grow up around His table, daily receiving nourishment and life and salvation from Him. He came to walk up in your place. He's the second Adam, the scriptures tell us. He's not there to fix us up, but to change what we are by changing who we're attached to, by body and blood, by water and the Spirit. And when He had gone physically up to the temple, and when He has brought us into His word spiritually, then we see Him go up on that cross. We see in faith, we see Him die for us. The once and for all sacrifice in the temple. Perfect love for us. I hope you see this psalm in a little different light now. You are in Christ by your baptism. Where He goes, that's where you go. And He goes up to the Lord through every adversity and even death, and He goes up as the one who fears the Lord rightly, who does the will of the Lord, and we are united with Him in the church. We are the shoots around the tree of life, forgiven. Given life around His table, nourished by His body and blood. Thus was He blessed because He could say, "It is finished." And soon He will say, "Come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." And thus you are blessed in Him. Fear the Lord in faith and in the full assurance of His forgiveness and your salvation. Walk in His ways. He is ever so close by you, near to you, always there with you to lift you up when you have fallen and stumbled or strayed. And someday, should He will it, when you have a family strong and rooted in the Word, you will see that specific earthly blessing spoken about in this psalm. You'll see that around your own table and in the heart of your home. And behold, thus you will be blessed, and so also your children will be blessed. And so we say with the children of Israel, "Blessed be the Lord." Amen. Please rise for prayer. O Lord, again you gathered us in your house to sit at your feet like shoots around the olive tree. Again you have brought us along up from the depths from which we cried to the summit that is above every good thing. We can only give thanks for the benefits that we have received at your hand. Mercifully grant us and grant our families, present and future, steadfast faith through which to receive your blessings and to proclaim to the world your undeserved perfect love in Christ. Amen. And now the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and to be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.